The number one core ingredient that I don't think anyone is actually putting anywhere near enough effort, energy, and attention into when it comes to scaling or just living the life that they fucking want is having the courage to go after your biggest and strongest and most courageous and most ruthless authentic self.
Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal!
This episode is, in my opinion, about what I believe the hidden ingredient to actually scaling to a seven-figure or well beyond that business actually is. What's really interesting, I've been avoiding or resisting recording this episode for a little while, not because I don't think it's important or not because I don't believe that it is something that I can speak about in full truth, but because of just the level of resistance that I've had to it in the first place. And I've really been thinking lately about what frame I want to come from and what frame I want to be seen from and what energy I would like to actually be communicating my message from to the people who are willing to at least listen to some of the stuff that I have to say. And what's really interesting is I was chatting with a mentor of mine yesterday, Will Hinkson. And one of the biggest things that, because I was chatting through this with him, and one of the biggest things that we were speaking through, I was just like communicating like, fuck man, for some reason, I'm not valuing any of the actual information I'm putting out there. I'm not valuing any of the skills that I've created or the results that I've created or whatever it might be. And as a consequence of that, I'm having such a fucking hard time coming up with podcast topics or things to speak about or whatever the fuck it might be. And it was eating it. And he came out with such an amazing frame to think from. And it was like, write a love letter when you first started in business or pre to business itself with the intent of sharing wisdom or thoughts or whatever it might be that is going to help that person get through the journey that they were on. Because you'll be able to speak about it from a place of deep experience and cherishing the lessons that you have actually, I guess, come across or learned, and speak about it from a place where if you were to try and give yourself, who was just starting out, that advice, what is it that you would do? And I sat there and I did the love letter and all sort of shit as well, and I still resisted recording until I realized that the problem itself was resistance, and that was the problem. It wasn't necessarily that I didn't have a good framework or a good structure or anything to that effect at all. It was 100% resistance of actually allowing my true self to come out, and the true self, to give you context in this scenario, is like becoming a really important influencer to the people who, in my opinion, I believe can actually take something from me. Because I think that the reality of that is that the idea of that scared the absolute fucking shit out of me. Not because I don't believe that I'm worthy, not because that I don't believe that it's possible, whatever it might be, but because the level of commitment that is needed and courage that is needed to do that is just through the fucking roof. And what's really interesting again, right, is like I was looking over our Stripe account and I was going to do an episode on like seven-figure offers and all these different things. I'm just like, it's so fucking clickbaity and it's not really what the person who was just starting out of this business stuff truly needed. And I don't think that this is an episode for people who are starting out in business. I think that this is someone who, this is an episode for anyone who's wanting to build seven-figure offers and create the financial rewards and create the actual life that they want at the same time as well. But what's really interesting is like the secret ingredient, in my opinion, has nothing to do with a skill, because most people that listen to what I have to say are already unbelievably highly skilled individuals who just aren't fucking utilizing their skills to actually benefit their lives in any way, shape, and form. And again, what's really interesting within that, in my opinion, is that the missing thing for the person that I was when I first started in this journey as well, who kept stumbling and falling and having those stop starts and putting myself in a position where I would like do really fucking well for like 3 or 4 months and then fall off, was like not having the fucking courage to wake up every single day and chase that dream and commit and recommit every single day to what it is that you actually are willing to die on a sword for is the reason why most people actually aren't where they want to be, right? And I think that the reason that I wasn't originally doing that was like, feeling worthy or whatever it might be. But the reality is, right, that like you need to like wake the fuck up and get to the point where like courage is the first character trait that you have on a daily basis when you wake up, because no one is coming to save you. Whether you want to build an offer that's at seven figures or whether you just want to actually put yourself in a position where you can make a great living, have a great life, make sure that your family's secure and bring a team in to take over some of the day-to-day or whatever it is. In order to do that, you must actually go through the journey of the most extensive business development program, sorry, personal development program that there actually is, which is your business, right? It will challenge you in ways that you never would have thought would have actually been possible to get through. And it will put you through the ringer in a way that normal people just don't get to experience on a daily basis, right? And the biggest core ingredient that has probably helped me get through to seven figures, build a great team, have the best relationship that I've ever had in my life, is waking up and choosing the two things that I'm going to do on a daily basis, which is committing to the tasks that need to get done, which are pretty fucking simple, right? It's like, train a team member or, you know, send some fucking messages or put a post up on Facebook, right? It's like, it's not really that crazy stuff, but you do that consistently enough and you can build a seven-figure business pretty fucking easily. The thing that really actually fucks people up, or I know fucked me up and I know fucks a lot of clients that we have up, is like the stuff from here up, not the stuff from here down. And I think that a lot of the content I'm going to put out is going to be based around things to prevent people from doing the work, which is the stuff from here up. Because I think that's probably the area that I've spent the most time, energy, and effort putting into actually building a great, resourceful amount of skill around. Because in my opinion, I think the commitment and courage are skills that need to be nurtured every single day, and they need to be committed to. Like, courage is something that needs to be committed to. And I put a really cool post up the other day. It was like, in order for you to be able to get the results you'd actually like to get in your life, you need, even if you're going to commit to something, it needs to be backed up by commitment's big brother, which is courage, in order for you to be able to create whatever it is the fuck that you want in your life, right? Again, be it the seven-figure offer, or if you've already surpassed that, building a team of people who will actually help you get to multi-seven, or just take you out of the seven-figure days, or build an eight-figure offer, or whatever the fuck it is, right? The reality is that, like, everything gets scary at some point, and you need to beat the little bitch out of you and commit to doing what the actual scary tasks are. For some people, the scary task is you're literally just doing a fucking Facebook post, right? For me, I've been resisting recording this podcast for fucking, like, I'm talking, I've hired a podcast agency, an ads agency recently, who also do podcasts, and I'm spending $2,800 a month on this podcast right now, and I haven't recorded an episode because I was resisting so fucking heavily into doing the task itself. And as a consequence of that, like, every single day I'm waking up beating the fuck up and I'm just wondering, what's the issue? And I broke it down. I was like, oh shit, you're just not committing to becoming the person that you said that you wanted to be in the first place. Because that takes so much courage, it's not funny. And I think that every time that I act in courage and act in commitment, it gets easier when you do it on a daily basis, but the actual commitment to courage itself is really fucking hard. And that's why most people don't actually get what they want in their life. And I think that's why I have a deep commitment to trying to teach people to be courageous in the first place. Because you can't create whatever the fuck you want in your life, right? Like, I'm a perfect testament of that. I grew up, and I probably don't tell enough of the actual, like, pre-history story as to where Chris came from and stuff as well. What's really interesting, again, is I was listening to, like, a Wes Watson podcast. Whether you know who that is or not, I don't know. Fucking savage of a human who was, you know, in LA County prison for fucking 10 years and had to go through all that drama and all sort of stuff. So what he's talking about is, like, gang life and all sort of stuff too. Talking about some of his tattoos, and I'm like, oh shit, I actually have a gang tattoo because I was in a gang when I was a kid, right? Not only was I in a gang, but, like, I've sat in front of court magistrates pleading to not go to jail multiple fucking times, never fucking snitched on anyone, but, like, internally you're like, fuck, I hope I don't go to jail. And some days there was like 68 charges to my name, if that makes sense, right? I've not been accessing that version of me who used to not give an absolute fuck about things in this world. And I think it's time for that person to come back out again. Because the more that I am that person, the more that I can actually help people get through their own shit at the same time as well. And I think that the thing that I can do that will be the most valuable to this world is actually giving my earliest versions of myself the immediate and cutthroat advice that they might have needed in order for them to actually create, you know, them being me, the version of myself that I am right now, which is like a seven-figure business owner who has an unbelievably great team that makes me feel, truthfully, it challenges me, and I have to be courageous enough to be able to walk out there every single day and say, yo, I can lead this team, because it's fucking scary too. But as a consequence of doing that, we make a fuckload amount of money, everyone's paid really well, and we all get to live great lives, travel the world, do all these great things at the same time as well, right? But like, the whole premise is, if I didn't wake the fuck up, commit to things and be courageous, and I didn't do that, then I would never get the fuck what I want. And I think that the thing that I need to do at this point in time is provide more solutions and give more shock therapy, which is something that I'm unbelievably good at, to that person. Because the more I actually give that to that person, the more I'll be able to get people who are just like I was, who were struggling with sales, who were putting themselves in a position who needed to build a team to get themselves to seven figures or beyond or whatever it is. I can give them the tools to do that because I have the proof. I have the evidence. I've done it, and I've done it more than once. And the really cool thing is, this is something that anyone can do if I can as well, right? But the core ingredient that I think most people are missing, especially the ones that are like are hiding behind a computer screen and all sort of stuff as well, I think the core ingredient is like a daily courageous amount of effort put into committing and recommitting to the things that you are doing that, you know, would be valuable to the market, to yourself, or whatever it is. And I think that the more that you can act in courage, because like my number one character trait that I want to have on a daily basis is courage, right? And I would not be operating in that if I didn't just pull the fucking camera out and do this episode right now. It would be a fucking lie, and it would be a waste of everyone's time, and I would be a shell of myself if I weren't doing that at the same time as well. So here we are, creating a podcast about courage, which is taking me courage to do so because I've been hiding behind a shell for so long. And I think that if you would like to create a seven-figure business, or if you would like to create a team that can take over the majority of the day-to-day to actually create that for you, or if you'd like to create an offer that can even scale to seven figures, or put yourself in any of those situations, like, we can absolutely fucking help you. But the first thing you must do is break the little bitch voice inside that will put you in a position that will hold you back and restrain you and put you in this feeling of shackles where you know you can be more and actually need to cut back. You need to actually break out of them to become better. Otherwise, you feel like you're going to kill yourself, because that's what it feels like for me, right? If I don't actually actively come out and be the savage that I know that internally I fucking am, I want to kill myself. I don't actively think suicidal thoughts, but I fucking promise you, there's a part of me inside that screams, I want to die right now. And usually what it is after enough exploration is that it's actually a part of my ego that needs to die really fucking deeply. It screams and says, I need to die, because the fear, the ego is saying, I need to die. And it's the fear and ego that needs to die, not me personally. As a human, I'm fucking amazing. But as a consequence of not acting in that, I am not getting the savagery that I am on the internal coming into the external, and it's not creating the results that I'd like in my life. Even though I have everything I want, right? I think it's time for me to wake the fuck up by helping the earliest version of myself wake the fuck up too, which is a natural consequence. It's going to create an unbelievably strong set of beliefs for you guys to be able to model if you'd like to get through the same thing yourself at the same time too. Because if I can fucking do it, then so can you. And I think that the only thing that's left for me to be able to actually do to make more value for the things that I can do in my own life and for the people around is to actually share the things and give my earliest version the lessons, the tools, the strategies, and the shock therapy that is needed in order to actually get that person through to where I am right now. Because if I can do that, and I can do it consistently, and I can continue to do that as I continue to learn lessons, then I will be fucking unstoppable. And I think that's where I want to get every single one of you to as well, because I never want anyone to settle. And you can create whatever the fuck you want if you aren't acting in your little, most little bitch self, if that makes sense. So here we are, the number one core ingredient that I don't think anyone is actually putting anywhere near enough effort, energy, and attention into when it comes to scaling or just living the life that they fucking want, is having the courage to go after your biggest and strongest and most courageous and most ruthless, authentic self. And that's what I'm going to be doing for every episode from here on out. Whether it's a business lesson or whether it's a personal life lesson, be it from here up or from here down, I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to bring it to you with the most courage that I can, which is going to be straight, ruthless, authentic, and fuck anyone who says that they don't like it, right? I still send you love, but you don't get to say what I do in my life either, right? I get to choose that. You get to choose what you do in your life. I think the reason why I say that is because you guys need to actually have a little bit of a backbone and actually do what you think that is necessary for you and not the people around you, because you need to put your own oxygen mask on first, and that's really important. Look after your team, look after your family, look after all those things, but make sure you're getting what you need at the same time too, because otherwise you'll fall away into a shell of yourself and you won't enjoy life by any stretch of the imagination. Courage, big brother of commitment. Wake up, commit to being courageous every single day so you can become the version of yourself who you know you can and should be in order for you to create the results that you know internally you are able to access. And they are there. This is the core ingredient that's missing. Appreciate the fuck out of you guys, and I'll speak to you all soon. Peace.